Chapter 20. 6. Keepers at Home. Titus 2:4-5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. Keepers, being on guard, watching, caretaker. Home, seat of domestic life. The keeper. According to the words of God, I, one of the aged women, am commanded to teach the young women to be keepers at home. This is the 6th of 8 mandates for young women. It is not a suggestion. It is God's will for wives. You will remember that I wrote earlier about how I asked God to teach me why he used the word blaspheme to describe the consequences of young women not obeying God in these 8 areas. This is how God taught me this lesson. The morning after I prayed and asked God to give me wisdom concerning the word blaspheme, I walked into my office and started wading through my email. I came to one written by a young man whom I know quite well, having spent a lot of time with his wife. Tears streamed down my face as I read the tragic words written by a young man who had been sacrificing to take the gospel to people on a foreign field. He told how their little baby girl, not yet 1 year old, had been molested, most likely by someone with a terrible disease. It was as though God spoke to me and said, "Is the word blaspheme too strong?" Then I could see so clearly why God chose the word blaspheme for all 8 things listed. For a mother to leave her command post, even though the need at another post seems greater, the word of God will be blasphemed. This young couple's tragedy could easily have been my own. I remember when my oldest daughter was about 2 years old, I found a babysitter so I could more easily do my shopping, a lack of sobriety. I remember so clearly, even though it was over 28 years ago, walking into that home and putting my daughter down, then looking up into the eyes of an old man who was the babysitter's husband. Something in my spirit stirred fear, and I picked my daughter back up and walked out. I wonder if I had left her there that day when she was 2 years old, would she have had the moral courage when she was 22 years old to live alone on a mountaintop in Papua New Guinea, translating for a primitive tribe? Read Rebecca's diary found at nogreaterjoy.org. Eternity will tell. This missionary couple didn't drop their child off so they could go shopping or go to a movie. They left their baby behind for less than 10 minutes when the wife was needed to help with ministry. The word of God is the same yesterday and today and forever, and speaks the same truth for all families today. A young mother's place is in the home, keeping it, guarding it, watching over those entrusted to her. To do otherwise will surely cause the word of God to be blasphemed. Even if you could disobey God and it not produce visible ill consequences, it would prove only that God is long-suffering, as he was with Israel, but the judgment will assuredly come. The word of God speaks to what is true and right. If you ignore what God says by ignoring the words of God written in Scripture, you are blaspheming, speaking evil of his words.